Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about walking the walk and how when we say something's important to us, we want to make sure that our actions reflect that. This week, in honor of Halloween, I'm going to talk about mental health monsters. So let me start by saying I love Halloween. October is one of my favorite months. My birthday's in October, but I love Halloween. I love the monsters. I love the candy. I love the trick-or-treating. I love everything about it. My wife and I do 31 movies in 31 days, where we try to watch 31 horror movies in the month of October. And sometimes we do pretty good, sometimes we don't do quite so well, but we probably try to get, you know, a good 25 or 30 in if we can. Again, with other things going on in life, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But the goal is to see as many horror movies as we can in the month of October. And so one of the things I started thinking about the other day were the types of monsters we see in Halloween. Because when you see kids trick-or-treating, you see kids walking around, there's always sort of your little new costumes of things that are new. You know, new characters. You know, I'm sure there'll be plenty of Barbies this year. I'm sure there'll be plenty of Kens walking around this year. There'll be plenty of Batmans and stuff. There'll be all those kind of more modern things. But the one thing that I've noticed is no matter how many sort of modern costumes come out, no matter how many Transformers we see, no matter how many Barbies we see this year, we always see the traditional costumes. You'll still see kids walking around as a vampire. You'll still see kids walking around as a zombie. You'll still see kids walking around as a skeleton. There are sort of the classic characters that have survived the test of time. And so it got me started thinking, what are the classic monsters that we see in our mental health world? And I don't mean mental health as in like hospitals and stuff. I just mean sort of like just our day-to-day functioning, right? Like our mental health, like the things that help us sort of move through our lives. And what I started thinking about was, you know what, no matter how many sort of new ideas come up, no matter how many sort of new theories or diagnoses we come up with, they're kind of always the classics that stay with us. The same way we always have our Dracula costume, the same way we always have our skeleton costume. I think there are certain mental health monsters that just stand the test of time. And so let's talk about two of those. Two of them seem to jump out to me. The first would be mental health vampires. And I'm not going to mansplain everybody about what Halloween characters are. But in general, a vampire is something that sort of sneaks up on its victims and slowly sucks the blood and sucks the life out of its victim. I would say a mental health monster is the same. It's the sort of thing that sneaks up on us, and slowly sucks the life out of us. Now, it doesn't have to just be another person, but it could be. How many of us have seen toxic relationships where the life slowly gets sucked out of somebody? How many of us have been in a toxic relationship where we feel like the life is slowly being sucked out of us? But I don't think it just has to be in a romantic sort of relationship. I think it can be in all sorts of relationships. How many of us have had a job where we feel like the life is just slowly sucked out of us? How many of us feel like we have neighbors or coworkers or anybody else in our life that slowly suck the life out of us? And I think that for me, I think when we look at mental health issues and we look at sort of the problems people have, being in relationships with people who suck the life out of us, whether it's romantic or work or family, I would say is about as common and old and stands the test of time. And so one of the mental health monsters I think we see is the mental health vampire, the thing that comes in and slowly just sucks the life out of us. The other mental health monster I think that I see a lot of is what I would call is mental health zombie. Now, a lot of people know what the vampire is. People may or may not be as acquainted with the zombie, but most of us know that zombies aren't alive. That maybe at some point they were humans who've died, but who now, for whatever reason, no longer remain dead. They come up out of the grave, and even if they're buried, they kind of dig themselves up out of the earth. And it's got me started thinking about how many of us have mental health zombies in our life. How many of us have issues that we dig the grave for, that we bury, but keep coming back to life? That no matter how many times we try to address it, it just seems to always gain new life and poke its head back into our life. For instance, how many people wrestle with childhood memories that they can't just put to bed? How many people struggle with old hurts from the past that they just can't get to die, that they just can't put to rest? But here's the trick, and here's the secret, and here's what kind of jumped out to me. Mental health monsters have been around as long as mental health has been. For as long as people have been alive, there have been things that suck the life out of us, and there have been issues that are hard for people to put to bed. And if you look at sort of common folklore, we have all different ways you kill a vampire. You put a wooden stake through its heart, right? And, you know, when it comes to zombies, you know, you can try to, like, kill them. You can try to shoot them and do different things like that. But with zombies, with vampires, there are specific ways you have to kill them. A vampire will only die with a wooden stake through its heart. A zombie will only die if you take out its head. And I think the same thing applies to mental health zombies. Right, you can go to 100 different therapies. You can have somebody talk about DBT and CBT and interpersonal therapy or psychodynamic. You can have somebody tell you 100 different ways that they're going to address the mental health monster. The problem is, if we don't address a mental health monster the right way, it never dies. If we take a metal stake and try to stab a vampire, it has no effect. If we cut off a zombie's arm, it has no effect. We have to go to the heart of the problem. Literally, with a vampire, we have to go to the heart of the problem. And with a zombie, we have to go to the heart of the problem. We have to take out its head. I would say our mental health issues are the same. We can play around and we can try to hit different areas and we can try different techniques and we can try to do all these different things. Or we can do what we know works. One technique that always works is going to the heart of a problem. Not addressing the symptoms, not addressing the rotting arm or the bloody corpse, but addressing the problem. Why won't this zombie die? Why won't it stay in the grave? And that's what we want to do in October and Halloween in life, right? We want to get to the heart of our problems and put them to bed once and for all. We don't want to bury something only to have it come rise itself up 2 or 3 weeks from now, 2 or 3 months from now, and start wreaking havoc again. That's not what we want. We want to put our issues to bed and move on to the next holiday. Move beyond Halloween, and God forbid, move into Thanksgiving. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into The Fix. If you're in Pittsburgh, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.